The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Grr! Baba, bitch! Young boy, I can't remember being a young boy. Nothing 0 to 5 and almost nothing before 10. Childhood memory is interesting, isn't it? Most of us can't remember 0 to 3, but those years shape our entire life. And these are the years I need filling in. You know? In some ways, we all need these years filling in, don't we, if we're going to understand ourselves. These are the years I spent with my dad, so this is the killer question I need to ask my dad. What happened? What the fuck happened? And when I say I want to know what happened, I don't mean I'm going looking for sadness. You know, I'm going looking for an excuse to be down. You know, a lot of people do this, don't they? You know, there's a program here in the UK called Who Do You Think You Are? Where people go back in their family trees and find out that their great-great-great-great-granddad was a penniless, clap-ridden twat. Living in a gutter, and they get all emotional, like, oh, my poor great-great-great-great-great-granddad, Ernest, sitting in the sewer with knob rot. No. I mean, no. No, man. That's all nonsense. These people are addicted to grief. That's what's happening. Oh, please let me find something to be upset about, because being upset is so much easier than being happy. That's why comedy is the most difficult art form in the world. It's easy to do theatre, isn't it? Any fucker can be depressing for an hour. Being happy, that takes more effort. That takes actual talent. And many of us can't be bothered, can we? So we just look for the easy way out down Grief Street. So yeah, this isn't me being desperate to dig up some reason from my past to be all depressed, because, you know, let's face it, everyone's parents in the first few years of your life, if you ask enough questions, did something awful, you know, because you were awful. It was awful bringing you up. It's awful in moments bringing up a kid, you know? So I forgive you. I forgive everything. I just want to know. Because I know the answers are there. Why is it that the only thing that makes me happy is the sound of laughter? Why is it that I have to travel the world being a comedian, and the sound of laughter is the only thing that keeps me afloat? Is it because I'm addicted to the most difficult art form in the world? Much more difficult than theatre, where you can just come on and cry for an hour. Anyone can cry, mate. Stop taking the easy way out. Stop taking the easy way out. That would be like me getting out a ukulele and doing puns. Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Points, ridiculous comedy journey. Why do I need the laughter? I just want the answers. The answers. Even though the answers might make me cry. They might make you all cry. And then, what an amazing theatrical production that would be.
Come on. Bye-bye, bitch.